When you were doing Crossing Streets and then recently Where Are You, Bobby Browning, were you able to find, you know, in addition to the people that you brought in, the crew and the actors, were you able to find some local talent to kind of fill in the holes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll bring in, you know, a lot of local support when production, you know, interns or just production assistants or people that are learning a skill and people I'm trying to train for a skill. And then really trying to find small supporting roles, featured extra roles, that kind of thing.
Talk about Where Are You, Bobby Browning. In a nutshell, what is it all about? I was reading some of the notes. This woman's life's had a dead end. She comes back to her hometown, and then she gets trapped in a fake wedding. Just in a nutshell, what is Bobby Browning all about?
Bobby Browning's a story of Maddie Brooks, who leaves small-town Vinton to pursue her political career in New York City as she follows her then high school sweetheart that proposes to her on prom night. A couple of years later up in New York City, things aren't working out like she expected, and she ends up getting dumped. And she traces that that big mistake in her life back to the time that she gave up an opportunity to be with Bobby Browning. So she comes back to Vinton. By chance, he is back in the area also to reconnect with him. But instead, traps herself into a fake wedding.
And you think, especially locals, if they come out to the screenings or see it later on, that it's actually set in Vinton. Mayor Brad Groves, the real mayor, is in the film. You think people will get a kick out of seeing spots and people they know?
Oh, absolutely. I think everyone loves to see familiar locations and familiar faces in a film, whether it's a locally shot film or a film. It's a big Hollywood film that just kind of comes in the area, shoots a little, leaves. People love to see, you know, familiar places and faces.
We're talking with Mark Hutchins, the writer and director for Where Are You, Bobby Browning, and we have a soundbite we're going to play a part of. Can you just set up the soundbite a little bit?
All right, so this is the scene in a diner. It's actually Dogwood Restaurant there in Vinton, and where Maddie first runs into Bobby expecting to reconnect with him but realizes that he actually has a girlfriend, something she didn't expect. And then to save face, instead of admitting that things didn't work out with the boy that she left town with, she says, "Oh, yeah, we're getting married," and then kind of steps into a pile of poo trying to explain what kind of wedding this is.
And one thing builds upon another, huh?
Absolutely.
"We're totally going to stay so I can help you plan."
"Now, where should we start?" "Oh, no, you probably don't want to get roped into my wedding. It's, it's different. It's complicated."
"You mean like a themed wedding? I'm totally into that. What is your theme?"
"Well, it's different. It's unique."
Some of the stars: Cassie Thompson, Matt Dallas, Randy Wayne, Jen Lilly. Will viewers recognize any of them from TV shows or movies or anything?
Probably more Matt Dallas. A lot of the teenage girls and 20-something girls will remember him. He's a little bit of a heartthrob from back around the mid-2000s. Cassie Thompson played opposite Nick Cage in the latest Left Behind film, which didn't do well, but she did get some pretty high remarks for her job in that film. Jen Lilly is actually a local. She was born and raised here in the Roanoke area. She's a big Days of Our Lives girl. An excellent actress. Excellent actress.
And she was on Days of Our Lives?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just ask you before we wrap up here. What's the future for Bobby Browning? You know, after these screenings on the 7th and the 12th, are you seeing a limited release, go to DVD, festivals? What do you see?
We're still trying to push for at least some type of limited theatrical release. And then really our goals are television. And then owned to DVD and international.
You proud of this film? I mean, from your conception of the story to, you know, getting closer to final editing here, how long has the whole process taken?
Longer than it should have. We actually were a little bit leapfrogging with Crossing Streets, finishing that up before we got to finish up Bobby Browning. So we're about a year and a half into it, about 6 months over schedule. But yes, I am proud of it. I think it's an excellent film. It's funny, and it's just a good family entertainment. It's great for the whole family.